Yemen's answer, the forces say they've inflicted heavy casualties on Saudi Arabia in a massive operation in the kingdom's Najran province.
Firstly, the fall of three complete military brigades from the enemy with all their machinery and most of their soldiers and commanders. Secondly, seizing a large number of weapons, including hundreds of machines and military vehicles. Thirdly, the fall of thousands of the enemy's forces as prisoners, most of them from the traitors and the Khand, and the death and injury of hundreds more. Fourthly, among the prisoners, there's a large number of commanders and soldiers from the Saudi army.
A Houthi spokesman described military action as Ansarullah's biggest operation against the Saudis. Saudi Arabia and its allies launched a war on Yemen back in March 2015. In an attempt to crush Ansarullah movement and reinstate former President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi. Onslaught so far killed over 15,000 people, most of them civilians. We are earlier joined by political commentator Hussein al-Bukhaiti from Yemen. He believes that Yemeni forces' recent attacks on Saudi Arabia prove that they're well equipped to target the kingdom.
And I believe this new operation, it's going to be a new stage of the attack against the Saudi. It's not only now about sending drones or attacking Saudi infrastructure, but now Yemeni army here in Sana'a has taken the upper hand either to attack on the ground and as well to seize that large area and destroying, as they say, three brigades, seizing hundreds of Saudi armored vehicles and tank and all other type of army trucks. I think this latest operation, it will show everyone, either in Yemen or outside Yemen, that Yemeni army and Ansarullah fighters are well equipped to target Saudi Arabia, either by land, by sea, or by air. And Saudi at this time haven't got anything. But the only thing they can do is just to cry out loud about all this type of attack, or to claim that this attack came from another country. And at the same time, they don't dare to attack Iran or any other country which they claim.